This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com, trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, as we do, in order to catch up on everything, on the latest of the latest, you have to go to thetruthaboutguns.com, and I am lucky enough to have in my iPhone of horrors, I am lucky enough to have a guy's name named Dan Zimmerman in my phone book, and he agreed once again to show up. How goes it?
It goes well. Busy day today.
It has been an interesting day today. So let's start. Let's go on the let's go to the bad news first, and let's just get this out. Let's talk about what the Texas committee found out about Uvalde.
Well, the Texas House Committee released its interim report on the Uvalde disaster yesterday, and it really didn't tell us anything we hadn't already known via a lot of reports and leaks in the last week plus. It was just a disaster. There were literally hundreds, not 20, not 30, not 50, hundreds of cops there that day that did nothing. They called it systemic failures and egregious poor decision making, which, if anything, is too kind by half when you look at what happened. And I would encourage your listeners to go to our website where we went to the entire report. We got the whole report there. You can read. It's about 77 pages or something like that. And we excerpted this morning the portion regarding the police response and what a disaster that was, where there's a total vacuum of leadership there. It was clear that what was supposed to happen didn't. The Uvalde police, the Uvalde school district police chief, Pete Arredondo, was supposed to be the person, the commander on site and leading the whole thing, and he was an utter failure. He was supposed to be the incident commander. And that was hampered by the fact that he was inside the school. He was one of the first on scene, which would have been okay, but he didn't have a radio with him. He basically abdicated all leadership, and nothing good at all really happened until basically the Border Patrol tactical team arrived, and that's when things finally happened. But that, even that was delayed when, as they looked for a key to the room, to the door of a school room that wasn't even locked, a door that no one tried to open. It's just if the loss of life wasn't so horrific, it would have been just, you could just call it a comedy of errors. So it's just an utter disaster, a failure
Now, the thing about this one, though, is this is the one they use to push through the BSCA. Although, I was just having a conversation in the last hour where they are now passing, they're trying to push and pass 1808 in the House. And now, it makes me sort of wonder about those Senate Republicans. Maybe they figured out, well, yeah, they'll be coming for something else after this. But this whole premise about weapons being the issue, this was completely based on inaction due to the cops, wasn't it?
Of course it was. And again, if it weren't so deluded and sad, it would be funny. Because what you've seen in the aftermath of the leaks of the video last week are the blue checks and gun control industry people come out and say, well, you see, good guys with guns were on the scene and did nothing. So much for that narrative. What it made clear and what they failed to acknowledge, because they can't, is the fact that that video and the subsequent report and everything that happened that day validates what gun owners and people who advocate for gun rights have been saying forever. You are your own first responder. You always will be. Dialing 911 is wonderful, but police have no obligation. And sometimes, as we saw at Uvalde, no inclination at all to help you. And had there been someone on campus with a firearm when the shooter got there, maybe fewer people would be dead. And all that video did was convince more people of that fact. And all that is going to result from that is more people are going to decide, hey, I'm not going to go out that way. I'm going to have a firearm. I'm going to carry it legally. In Texas, you don't even need a permit to do so if you don't want to. This is going to go far beyond Texas, because what happened here is not that different than what happened in Parkland in Florida, and has happened in other places. The Pulse nightclub response wasn't too different. That took them hours to go in after that. There are so many examples of police utterly failing to do what they're supposed to do and what they've trained to do.
Well, I'm almost certain that if anything happens to them, this is going to be a state thing, right? Because the Supreme Court's already basically said, well, you know, they don't have to protect anybody, the cops.
Correct. They have no duty to protect anyone. That is long been established by Supreme Court decision. I don't know if there are any state laws that would apply to anybody who was there that day. Chief Arredondo quit last week, mercifully, long after he should have. So he's gone. The state director of DPS is launching an investigation into what any Texas Rangers and Texas State Police did that day. I think there were about 90 of them there. So he has jurisdiction over those people. What comes out of that, I'm not sure. It all depends on what he finds.
Well, whatever happened, I would love to know. So Arredondo was the first one on the scene?
He was one of the first. I don't believe he was the very first, but he was there, and based on everything, all the protocols and all that, he was. The school district's active shooter policy calls for Uvalde CISD Police Chief Arredondo to be the incident commander in any active shooter response, and he was one of the first people there and could have assumed that role, and he did not.
Hang on for me, if you would. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CIS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamyl cysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentration. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, let's talk about, and I'm going to try to, is his name Elijah Dixon?
I guess we're talking, yeah, I think it goes by Eli Dickon is his name.
Eli Dickon.
Yeah, I think his first name is actually Alicia, spelled in a very unusual way.
Yeah.
But he goes by Eli.
Okay. Let's talk about young Eli. Young Eli. Let's talk about what happened. And, I mean, I was just trying to remember if that's the mall I had to go to when we were in Indianapolis. Because I needed a cable to dump all of my video footage off of my camera into my external hard drive. If it is, the Greenwood Mall is a very big mall. This really turns out to be a right guy in the right place at the right time sort of situation, if that's the mall that I'm thinking of.
Yes, thank you. I mean, definitely, and thank goodness that Mr. Dickon pays no attention to gun-free zone signs. By which I should comment that he broke no laws in the state of Indiana by carrying there.
Simon Malls, which the mall down here is a Simon Mall.
Yes.
Simon Mall has, as a policy, a no weapons allowed policy. However, that does not supersede state law in South Carolina, at the very least. And it certainly does. Now, if they put up a gun-free zone sign in accordance with South Carolina law, that has the force of law behind it. But like Costco has a no weapons allowed policy as well. And if they catch you with a weapon, they're just going to ask you to walk out and take it off and come back in. But they won't post the sign because they're afraid of what will happen if they post the sign. A lot of people are like, well, okay, no guns, no dollars.
Correct. Those similar signs in Indiana carry no force of law.
Okay.
You can just be asked to leave if you're in effect trespassing by carrying a firearm. If you do not leave, the property owner will then call the police, who will then come and ask you to leave. And if you do not, you will then be cited for trespassing. Obviously, none of those things happened. Mr. Dickon was carrying legally. I've seen conflicting reports as to the police chief said he was carrying legally. He was in legal possession of a firearm. It's right. Not clear whether he had a carry permit or he was carrying legally because, as of July 1st, Indiana is a constitutional carry state.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Either way, he was carrying his firearm legally and was breaking no laws by having one in that mall. Thank goodness.
So, I want to talk about some of the reactions you guys have been tracking, but do we know anything about the shooter, Sapirman?
We don't know a great deal yet. We know that, according to reports, he has some sort of juvenile record. What it is isn't clear. And we know that he bought his firearms legally. He apparently carried them into the mall in a backpack and spent what the police chief said was an hour in the bathroom assembling two rifles, one of which he walked out with and opened fire with. But beyond that, we don't know a great deal.
I guess we'll find out some more about him. It's interesting that he's 20. It's interesting that he's 20.
Correct.
Yeah. Because the last, 18, 18, and 21, those are our last rampage killers. They were all where kids, when they were locked up in the old... I'm still waiting to see what the fallout is going to actually be quantified to for the lock, the two-year lockdown of COVID.
You're absolutely right. I couldn't agree with you more. I cannot believe that there is no connection at all in the effects that the lockdown had on a lot of people in this country. There have been all kinds of articles in the negative mental and social effects of the lockdown on all kinds of people, particularly young people. Never mind turning them into shooters. But I have to believe that the shootings that we've seen by very young adults in, you know, recently here have no evidence for this, but I have to believe that lockdown was somehow involved in that or exacerbated whatever it was that was going through their minds.
I'm sure that how long have we been talking about critical race theory? How long have they been watching TV, seeing where BLM is all their love? Antifa's good. And Cremo looks like he went to a bunch of Antifa meetings.
Yeah, I mean, in this case with the mall shooter in Indianapolis, we don't know anything about his political bent, racial beliefs. I've seen absolutely nothing about any of that. It's still too early. So any speculation there, just guesswork. All we know is he did what he did, and thank goodness Mr. Dinkin was there to stop him.
To set this up in the next couple of segments, because this is the shocking part of the anti-gunners. The anti-gunners, instead of saying, well, at least there was a minimal loss of life, it actually almost fits in with the statistic I've seen of an average loss of life when a armed citizen is present versus waiting for the cops. And that's almost perfect on the numbers, but the shocking revelations coming out of the anti-gun crowd over this is just, it's mind-numbing. You don't care about saving lives, I guess, but that's not nothing new to me. But before we go, let me point a few things out. All of this stuff is being taken straight off of the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. I don't know how much news I actually miss of theirs, simply because I only look at it when I'm going to have Dan on here and ask him to explain himself when he's got a article up there that interests me. But you can go there every day and check it out and get the latest and the best. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's economic approval rating is plummeting to a new low as inflation keeps hammering Americans' budgets. The CNBC All-America survey out Monday shows only 30% of Americans approve of how Biden's handling the economy. That's down 5 points from the last survey in April. The man accused of a deadly shooting in Buffalo, New York, is pleading not guilty. The alleged murderer is facing numerous state and federal charges in the killing of 10 shoppers at a Topps grocery store in May. His attorney noted a plea deal could come before the case heads to trial on state charges. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is thanking the State House for its report into the deadly Uvalde school shooting. The report found law enforcement failed to prioritize student and teacher safety over their own lives. USA Radio News. President Biden has nothing on his schedule for Monday. This after the president arrived back in Washington after his first trip to the Middle East as president. The president spent some time in Saudi Arabia hoping to convince them to increase their oil supply. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says President Biden did not need to go to Saudi Arabia when it comes to oil production.
He could expand American energy production and solve the same problem. Of course, as we know, it's not just a matter of investment. It's also infrastructure, things like the Keystone XL pipeline.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Greenwood, Indiana Mayor Mark Myers is commending the actions of a young man who stepped in and stopped an active shooter situation at an Indianapolis area mall. The Good Samaritan engaged the murderer who started firing in the food court and killed him. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Guns.com Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check that out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And not only you're the first one that I've seen to put the kid's name out there and give him his kudos, you also got out there and you started looking at what everybody else was saying on the wonderful interwebs about a mass shooter getting stopped by a regular old citizen guy.
Yeah, it's been very revealing to see the reaction of the gun control industry to what really amounts to their worst nightmare. It's the perfect storm. It's the worst possible thing that can happen to them. And I'm not talking about a wacko shooter opening fire on innocents in a gun-free zone. That actually does them a lot of good and helps them make their argument. The worst thing that could happen to them is when an armed individual uses a firearm to stop a crime like that.
Right.
And does so in such a high-profile way that they cannot possibly ignore it. So when they comment on it, the sneering contempt that they show for Eli Dickin and what he did is nauseating and, as I said, incredibly revealing.
Well, let's start with the first one.
Okay.
Do you think that Shannon Watts, I call her Squeaky, should we advise these guys that if you're going to be an anti-gun person, you shouldn't have glamour shots? You should be looking, especially a female, they should have, like, running mascara down their face and crying over all of the senseless killing that goes on due to guns. But they don't. They always have their glamour shots. She tweeted, I don't know who needs to hear this, but when a 22-year-old illegally brings a loaded gun into a mall and kills a mass shooter armed with an AR-15 after already killed three people and wounded others is not a ringing endorsement of our implementation of the Second Amendment. Isn't that exactly what it is, though? I mean,
that is pretty much exactly what it is. And you might be interested to learn that the illustrious Miss Watts has since taken this tweet down. Can you imagine how badly she must have been dragged on Twitter and other places for, in effect, criticizing someone for being legally armed and stopping a mass murder? That's what she did here. And it got so bad for her that she had to delete this tweet. That kind of thing just doesn't happen often. These people don't know how to handle what amounts to good news. Obviously, there's nothing good about the shooting.
Right.
But what is good news is the fact that, thank God, there was somebody there who had the tool and with a willingness to do something about it and stop this person and save who knows how many lives. This guy killed three people, wounded two, he shot. He had fired 24 rounds of ammunition, and he had more magazines with him. There's no telling how many people he could have killed.
Right.
This person kept that total to a minimum. And all these people can do is criticize them. Chris Brown, the president of Brady, called him, in effect, a vigilante. She wrote, here's what we're not going to do. Continue to uplift the NRA myth of good guy with a gun. Let me be clear. If more guns made us safer, America would be the safest country in the world. We need sensible gun laws, not vigilante safety nets. There is nothing that Eli Dickin did that is an example of vigilantism. Vigilantism is acting outside the law.
Right.
This man was legally armed, he was carrying his firearm legally, and he acted legally to stop a deadly attack on innocent people. Trying to paint what happened as vigilantism is disgusting. And Chris Brown should apologize to Eli Dickin.
Who is this pilgrim named Mark Fulman? What is his claim to fame besides his astonishing stupidity?
All I know is what I read in his Twitter bio, and he's written some anti-gun book that indicates that he's no fan of guns or gun rights.
So what he says is, he says that only ordinary citizens armed with guns stop mass murders in about 3% of cases. That's because rampage killers don't normally operate where they think there's a occupational hazard of getting shot while they do it, though, right?
No, they tend to pick so-called gun-free zones where they know their targets are going to be disarmed. And again, this is common through all this. Think about what these people are saying. They are decrying, in effect, the legal carriage of firearms when they should know, because there's been study after study proving it, that people who are legally armed, legally carry firearms are the most law-abiding segment of the population. They commit fewer crimes than cops do. So these people, if they truly are interested in what they call gun safety, which of course they're not. Gun safety is their euphemism for gun control. But if they were interested in gun safety, they should be happy when people get a license to carry a firearm and carry one legally, because those people are exactly the people we need in this country, especially in a time of zero bail and prosecutors who don't prosecute.
So isn't now when people go out and get that permit, aren't they going through the same thing that they say has to be done for every gun purchase? Aren't they getting a really enhanced background check with fingerprints if they'd already have them and all this other stuff?
Yeah.
Shouldn't they be happy about that?
Exactly. That's the point. This guy's gone through. If he has a carry permit, as has been reported by some outlets, that means you're right. He's gone through a background check. He's been fingerprinted. So he has been checked out. That means he doesn't have a criminal record. And again, statistically, means he's one of the most law-abiding people in the nation. Those are the people who should be carrying firearms. Those are the people that that gun control zealots should be happy to have owning firearms. But again, these people cannot possibly process the fact that this happened. Number one, it won't compute. Number two, they can't let it compute, and they can't acknowledge it, because if they do, what that does is it undercuts their own message. And to the extent that the average citizen who looks around, and if you look at polling data right now, crime is one of the factors that's highest in voters' minds these days, right behind inflation and the price of gasoline.
Right.
And especially among low-income people and minorities, many of whom are trending away from Democrats. Crime, because many of them live in higher crime areas, is an even bigger consideration. So if incidents like this happen and people get the idea that, you know what, I am my own first responder and I'm going to exercise my Second Amendment right, that makes the job of the Shannon Watts and the Chris Browns and this, whoever this guy is, Jerry Patterson, it makes their job much more difficult.
Hang on for me, if you will. This is ripped right off the front page of thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And let's talk about this. They've been trying to, some of these anti-gun groups are trying to coordinate to silence, I guess, advertising and getting the word. What exactly are they trying to do? They're trying to deprive the gun industry of its First Amendment right. Tell me the details of this, please.
Yeah, well, this has been going on in a variety of arenas. You may be aware that California has recently passed a law that prohibits the promotion of certain firearms. Everything is very loose and ill-defined here to young people,
right,
and opens up gun dealers to huge fines. If it can be shown somehow that, if you even use a cartoonish drawing of someone holding a firearm, they can argue that that's, basically like Joe Camel was with cigarettes 20 years ago, 25 years ago, that it's aimed at kids and, it's gonna, you're grooming mass shooters of the future or something like that. So that's in California. What's happened since is that the big, civilian disarmament groups in this country, Brady, Giffords, and Everytown, have gotten together and have sent a letter to the Federal Trade Commission complaining about the same thing and trying to get Biden's regulatory apparatus to crack down on advertisements from gun manufacturers in this country. In effect, they're trying to keep gun makers on their back foot and wondering what they can and can't do and getting them to cut back on advertising perfectly legal products to perfectly legal consumers. And that's basically what the NSSF is calling them on here and they've written a letter to the FTC saying, look, this is a legal, highly regulated industry that sells a perfectly legal, very useful, life-saving product to millions of people every year. And what these people are trying to do at Everytown and Giffords and Brady is to get the anti-gun, politicized Biden administration to clamp down on the gun industry and keep them from selling their products any way they can.
Well, I want to ask you about this. In these, like, so you're talking about California, and where they have all these blue states where they have the Sorosian DAs and the crime spikes and everything else. How long, or is that actually, is that even something we should be attempting to do? Should we be trying to change this? Isn't it sort of up to the voters of those states to maybe do something about that?
Well, it is, and that's happening. And
right.
As we saw in San Francisco, they recalled their DA, and the newly appointed DA fired 15 lawyers
in
what was Chelsea Boudin's district attorney's office on Friday. So that's a good start. Next up, down the coast, Los Angeles. George Gascon is going to be the next casualty. They're validating signatures right now on a recall petition there, and he will be recalled. I am willing to predict that. He's going to go too, because Los Angeles is a disaster, is just a crime disaster too. And he is every bit as bad, if not quite as open about, his motivations as Chesa Boudin was. So it's happening there. And obviously, not every city or state has the ability to recall an elected official the way they do in California.
Right.
But to the extent that that happens in both those places, that will be noticed, and that will have an effect among the other Soros-supported district attorneys around the country, here in Austin, in Chicago, in Philadelphia, in New York City. They're all over the country. They're in Denver. They're in Miami. They're all around the country, and they're increasingly coming under pressure as people rebel against soft on crime policies. I mean, look at what happened in New York with the bodega clerk who fought back against somebody who was attacking him and found himself in jail charged with murder because he defended himself against somebody who's much younger, much bigger, and
shouldn't have been out on the street, right? Shouldn't have been out on the street.
I believe he had a warrant against him.
Right.
If I remember correctly, I might be wrong about that, but I think so.
Does New York have the built-in setup for recalls?
I don't know. I do know that the New York DA has been coming under intense pressure from people on both sides of the political spectrum. Even Mayor Adams there said, look, I'm behind the clerk. And the DA there asked for a $500,000 bail level. The judge set it at $250,000, which is practically the same thing. I mean, how many bodega clerks can come up with a $250,000 bond? Fortunately, after such a hue and cry came up over the injustice of the whole thing, a judge dropped it to, I want to say, $50,000. It was $25,000 or $50,000, and they were able to get up enough scratch to get him out so he's no longer rotting in Rikers, thank goodness.
Well, the whole Bodega Association of New York City had to do that. They got it together. But
yeah, exactly. The Bodega's owner and the association raised enough money to get him out. So, will the DA there take that all the way to trial? Who knows? My guess is he won't. My guess is he's going to he's going to review the evidence, and he goes, you know, I've taken a complete look at the evidence, and I think new facts have come to light, and I think this was a legitimate self-defense situation because it turned into a political disaster for him.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That part of it could... I think the next time I have a politician on, I'm going to tell them before the politician comes on, I'm going to ask this question. I would like to see every politician for every office, I'd like to see there be a recall mechanism in place, especially U.S. representatives and U.S. senators. I would like to see that, because while they're out there playing these three-dimensional games of chess, or when they're bought and paid for by Soros to erode the society and make everything crash in their little Cloward and Piven crime fantasy that they've got going on. I just like to see them be able to be snatched out of there, like Modine and like Gascon is about to be. But in any event, we're about to run out of time, so I don't want to start on anything else because we just don't have the time to do it. I do want to say that the truthaboutguns.com. This is a... These guys have been here since I started this whole thing. When did you guys start?
We've been around for almost 12 years.
12 years. So, and I've been around for almost 10 years. I have been around 10 years in this guise. I started radio 12 years ago, but as Lock and Load, 10 years. And there was a time when every note that I spoke... That music was written by thetruthaboutguns.com. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Always happy to. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical. I'm going to pick his brain on, one, the truck gun that he's building, two, what would his loadout be, three, you know what I'm saying. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.